This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado is enlisting building codes into the fight against climate change. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, the state adopted new minimum construction standards yesterday.
Will Tour leads the Colorado Energy Office. It helped develop the new codes, which are meant to make future homes and businesses far more climate friendly.
We think it's a big step forward for both energy efficiency and for assuring that Coloradans have easy access to solar, to electric vehicle charging, and to use of electric heat pumps.
Starting July 1st, local governments must meet or exceed the new standards whenever they update their building codes. Home builders have argued that will further increase construction costs. But the state and climate advocates say greater efficiency will save residents money in the long run. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
President Joe Biden congratulated the 2023 graduating class of the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs yesterday. Biden acknowledged the cadets as the most diverse in the institution's history.
That's why we're strong. That's why we're who we are. That's why we'll never give up. That's why.
This class had the highest number of both female grads and graduates from underrepresented communities. The trial for two former Aurora police officers charged in the death of Elijah McClain has been delayed. It was due to start in July, but a judge granted a request by defense attorneys to move it to later this year. There are also two other trials set in the case for later this year, one for the paramedics and another for the first officer on the scene. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.